Good morning, and welcome to our Sunday school class. This morning, our Sunday school lesson is titled, Called to Heal. The Bible passage is from Mark, the second chapter, first verse through the 12th verse. As Jesus returned to Capernaum, he created quite a stir because of the miracles he had performed during his last visit. During that last visit, he had healed the sick and cast out devils, and the people remembered this, and they were so excited at his return that they gathered in such numbers that there was no room inside the building he was preaching in. They were even outside the door. I guess we would say there was standing room only. A man came being carried by four friends. The man was paralyzed, and entry through the doorway was impossible because of his infirmity and the crowd. The paralyzed man's friends decided to do some breaking and entering. The house had a thatched roof, which allowed the men to make a hole through it, which allowed them to lower their paralyzed friend down to Jesus. This was an act of faith because the paralyzed man believed Jesus would heal him, and his friends believed this as well. That is why they went to those lengths to help their friend. When Jesus saw what they had done, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, during this period in time, there was a strong belief that sin and illnesses were synonymous. So when Jesus did this, the scribes that were present thought to themselves, "Why or who does he think he is to forgive sin? Only God has the authority to forgive sin. He's got to be blaspheming." But Jesus knew what was in their minds and their hearts, just like he knows what's in our hearts and in our minds. So he challenged them by asking, "Why do you think these things?" Jesus also asked them, "Which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take up your bed and walk'?" Jesus also said, "The Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "Get up, take up your bed and go home." When the man got up and walked away, the people began praising God for his goodness. By declaring a paralyzed man's sins forgiven and restoring his physical health, Jesus demonstrated that God had called Jesus to heal infirmities of the soul as well as the body. Even now, he is still in the business of healing souls and bodies this day. All we need to do is have the faith to believe that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Father in heaven, we come to this morning thanking you for being all that you are to us. We thank you, Father, for the miraculous ways that you meet all of our needs, our physical, our emotional, social, and spiritual needs. No matter how they're intertwined, or no matter whether we need something done in each one of them or one at a time, but you meet all of our needs and have done so, Father, since we were born, even before we were born. We thank you, Father, for watching over all that are listening to this lesson. Pray, Lord, that we all get something from it. Remember our church and our church family and those that are in need of physical healing, Father. And remember our pastor as she continues to lead us, Father, and touch her in her body and give her renewed strength each and every day. And, Father, we thank you for what you do, and we thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives right now. Continue to bless our leaders. Give them wisdom. Give them the understanding that they need to have to make good decisions. And we'll forever give your name the praise and all the glory. Amen. Have a blessed week, saints. God loves you, and so do I.